Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Way out. There's no shortcut home. There's no easy way out.
Ain't no easy way out, Joe. This is going away.
You think Jeff Lurie walked into the meeting today with this music player
behind
him? And him and Jason Kelce. Apparently, Jeff Lurie just gave over a half-hour speech at the owners' meetings.
Way to go, Jeff.
He's going down fighting.
All for naught.
No, don't say that.
That's all for naught.
I think you're right. But don't say it, Hugh. We're going down fighting.
I
we have a live
beam,
studio audience that you disappoint every day.
Listen, I am the drunk uncle at the barbecue. Don't you want me to tell you the truth? Listen,
yeah, I do.
I've told the truth.
No, I do want you to tell the truth.
I've told
Kyle
the truth
over
the
there
whole
is living
time
in
that
La
I've been
La
here.
Land.
I've been telling the whole truth the whole time
well,
that I've been here.
That's not true.
And we're still friends.
That's not true.
And now we've gotten to the point where the truth that I tell, even though you don't like it, you're starting to accept.
Call it what you want. I'm just trying to be a grown-up.
No, I mean, Joe, you are coming around, too. Joe is coming. Both of y'all are coming around. Mm. Just like I saved y'all Friday.
You bailed on
I tried
it.
To save y'all
saved
Friday.
Us. You, well, you said we probably should go. You ran
no,
away.
No, I said, there was a flood.
You had the one automobile that could have got us to safety,
that
and
was
you
a disgrace.
Booked.
No, listen,
you left.
Listen,
I was in the Schuylkill.
I was
drowning.
In the shop. Now I was in the shop. But I looked at Kyle, and Kyle was like, I said, Kyle, the water's rising. You're an idiot. Do the show. That's what he said. It did. All of a sudden, when he saw the water rising, he wants to stand in front of you talking about, and I'm doing it. Cut the show. Get off the. And then he wants to do. So y'all starting to listen because I know what I'm talking about. Y'all don't want to admit it, but I know what I'm talking about.
One of us had to do the show. I mean, you were checked out, so someone had to talk to Scott. Okay,
Scott wouldn't have been mad at us if we'd have left when I wanted to leave.
No, but the audience expected to hear from Scott Fransky.
If we would have left when I was trying to, get you to leave, you wouldn't have had to get a new bag.
Is, as we await a guest on hold
anyway,
right
we
now,
do have
this
a guest.
Is your filibustering again. It's every day around here. All right, well, when the breaking news hits for the Philadelphia Eagles and the Tush Push, we will get to it. Right now, though, let's go out to the guest line and check in with Devin Caney, covering the Phils for us here at WIP after another win last night over the Rockies. Devin, what's up?
Hey guys, like I don't even know how to come into that conversation. I feel like Hugh could keep filibustering if he wanted to, or just keep singing. Normally, the afternoon show is the only show that I come in on like a live performance from their Creed.
Yeah, it's no easy way out. It's no easy way out, Dev. It's no shortcut home. Living in this big blue world.
Well, there was a shortcut when you ran away from the show on Friday.
I tried to save everybody.
Yeah, that's not what it was. All right, let's get back on track here. Devin, the Phillies. They keep winning. How about Jesus Luzardo? You know, when they traded for him, Devin, I liked the move, and I thought, all right, that's, you know, he's got upside because he was really good a couple years ago. Yeah. But I wasn't sure because last year he had a back injury and he wasn't that good. I wasn't sure which version they were getting. Well, I think we know now. This guy looks like a Cy Young contender.
Yeah, no, he looks incredible so far. He's one of, I think, two total lefties in the MLB, at least since ERA became a thing back in 1913, to have 10 or more strikeouts in their first 10 starts of the season. So not a bad start for Jesus Luzardo, who's starting to look, or has already looked, like the steal of the offseason. And Rob Thompson actually talked about him after his last start last week. And it was kind of funny because the question was actually about Jordan Romano. And I think Rob Thompson just misheard. It was Todd Zielecki who asked, you know, so what do you think of Romano's performance and like his turnaround? And Rob Thompson starts talking about, you know, clearly like a starting pitcher. He's like, you know, I hear the chatter about the lack of offseason moves that we made. And that right there is a massive move. And look, Jordan Romano is certainly turning around and he's looking like a better offseason move. But point is, Rob Thompson knows that Jesus Luzardo has just beefed up that starting rotation. My only concern with him is, you know, can he stay healthy throughout the rest of the season and especially into the postseason? And I hope so. He's already thrown more pitches than he did last season as a whole. So we just hope that he can, you know, stay as hot as he is right now.
You know what, Devin? We didn't get a chance to talk to you after all of this stuff happened with the Jose Alvarado thing. So my question to you is this, like, there's a lot of people that think that, you know, he was taking a substance that he didn't know anything about. How do you what do you feel was the real story? Did he take something that he knew, or how did you feel about like something like that? That's a bad way to ask.
Look, whether he did or didn't take anything,
I
don't know. I can't say. We do know that he lost weight, and we do know that he had been pitching really, really well. And we do know that he loves coffee, which apparently the substance that he was tied to can be found in coffee, espresso. I don't know the science behind it. I do know that it is a massive, massive blow to this Phillies team. And I think they needed bullpen help before. And now, I mean, I think that Dave Dombrowski would be crazy to not be making calls and trying to do everything he can to get at least one other reliever, if not more, by the trade deadline.
Wait,
what's that?
I said, wait a second, was that question?
That's
for me.
That's
a pro right there. Yeah. Took Hugh's question and made it into a good answer. Devin, here's my question off of what you just said. So 80 games, we know no Alvarado. And I agree with you, Dombrowski has to get a relief pitcher or two. But it feels like it's going to be kind of awkward when he gets back, because he will be back for the stretch run, and those are going to be huge games. I think he's, you know, eligible to come back late August. So, you know, the last month plus of the season, he'll be here, but then ineligible for the postseason for the bigger games. So, Devin, I'm wondering, how do you think he'll be received when he gets back? Because we heard he didn't address the team when he left, and then how they'll use him, because they need to make the playoffs and win the division and all those kind of things, but then he won't be here for the playoffs. It feels awkward, even if they can replace him. Like, what happens when he gets back?
Yeah, it's a good question. Like you just mentioned, he can't pitch in the postseason regardless. So, and right now, I mean, Philly's first in the NL East, knock on wood, but all things trending towards them making the postseason, hopefully making a deeper run than they have in recent seasons. I would guess it depends on what they do at the trade deadline, and it depends on how the bullpen is doing, you know, down the stretch of the season. I could see a scenario where and this is the best case scenario in my opinion, if all the right moves have been made, they won't even necessarily, you know, need to use Alvarado in high leverage situations. And especially if he's not going to be able to go in the postseason, I don't think you'd want to use someone, no matter how well he had been pitching, you know, before the suspension, everything went down. You don't know what he's going to look like when he comes back. You don't know what his mindset's going to be. Like you just mentioned, you don't know how the team is going to receive him. So I'm not saying that they're going to cut him, but I am saying, you know, I could see them making moves so that he might not be necessary when he comes back, especially if he's not going to be a massive part to that bullpen in the games that really matter in the postseason.
So Devin, I'm about to make you the manager, and somebody has to go to the bullpen, and I'm going to do it in another solid. I'm going to give you Andrew Painter. He's up. So who's going in the bullpen for you if you had to make that decision, say, at the end of this week?
I'll tell you who's not going in the bullpen for me if I'm general manager, and that is a guy who is a young, promising. Promising is underrating what Andrew Painter is, but an up-and-coming talent who is coming off Tommy John. You do not want him going into a game off minimal warm-up like he would if he were in the bullpen, even if it's in a postseason game. Andrew Painter will be in the starting rotation. I just don't see a world where they throw him in the bullpen unless they absolutely have to. And I don't think that they'll have to. I think if anyone goes to the bullpen, like I know he said he didn't want to, I would put Ranger in there. He's the best option. He's got the best arm for a situation like that. And Taiwan Walker has also been doing well. I know he's starting tonight because of Aaron Nola, but assuming Nola can, you know, get healthy and turn it around, I like Taiwan Walker and as like the long man in the bullpen. I like Ranger Suarez if you had to pick anyone from the starting rotation right now.
How much would you consider? Now we're putting you in charge of the team. Devin Kenny now in charge of the Phillies. How much would you consider Rangers contract year in this? Because every time we argue about it on this show,
about the money.
Yeah, Hugh likes to bring up that they can't do that to him because he's in a contract year. I could care less. He's in a contract year. Devin, I see your side of this where he's the most logical one to put in there now. Do you think that will factor in that? Hey, he's a starter who doesn't really want to go to the bullpen, and he's in a contract year.
I don't see why they would care. And I feel it sounds harsh when you say it like that, but I just don't, when it comes down to it, if these are, you know, make or break situations where, you know, you're playing a 5-game, a 7-game series, it doesn't really matter about a singular player's contract and how much money they make, how much money they want to make or are going to make or their future. It's about winning now. And I think that, you know, even Ranger said that when he had been asked about potentially moving to the bullpen, he didn't sound like the biggest fan of it, but he said, if it helps my team win a world, if it helps this team win a World Series, if it helps them, you know, win a playoff game, a playoff series, then yeah, I'll do it. So I think that he would be willing if it was a situation where they absolutely needed help. And they very well could be in a situation like that.
All right, let's end with this, Devin. We're waiting the tush-push vote here, which feels like it's been waiting all morning to see what they're going to vote. Where do you come down? Do you feel like the NFL, specifically Roger Goodell, is out to get the Eagles on this?
Yes. I don't see how you can look at it any other way. And I hate saying that because I don't want to play a victim here. And I heard Kyle's point earlier in the show. Like, I understand that it can sound like, you know, crybaby, everyone's out to get us, but there's no other way to frame it. Mm-hmm. When you really step back and look at the banning of the tush push, and I don't know if it's all Roger Goodell, it's clearly, you know, from teams like the Green Bay Packers, teams that are bitter that the Eagles can just execute this play so successfully and have an inability to stop it. But there are proven no health concerns, no health and safety concerns. It's not a football play. Well, football originated and derived from rugby. So if you're worried that it looks too much like a rugby play, well, they're pretty similar sports. So I don't really understand that argument. And my least favorite, the aesthetically pleasing part. Just because a play isn't nice to look at, like some people might not like punts, some people might not like kickoffs. There are lots of plays in football that aren't the best play to look at, and they haven't been banned. So I just don't really see logic behind taking this play out of the game, but I think it's going to happen, and we'll probably find out in a few minutes, and it's going to piss me off. It's going to piss Eagles fans off, but I'm sure it'll just add fuel to their want to succeed and find something else that works for them next season.
Well, that it will. Devin, we appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day and the Phils tonight, and we'll catch up soon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks, guys.
There she goes. Devin Caney there. See, she gets
the professional.
She had to clean up that question.
Yeah, it was a terrible question. I was intimidated. Devin's a little intimidating, man.
She's not even here with us.
Yeah, but you know, like the whole time when she said, you got to ask, I feel pressured to ask questions, and I didn't frame that question well. I had to bounce back with a better question the second time.
I don't think any of us were going to react to your question until you said, yeah, that was a bad question, and got us to laugh.
No, because it was a bad, it was like I started rambling.
Yeah.
Because it was like, because I didn't want to put her in a bad spot and be like, hey, what do you think he did? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Have you noticed twice this week, Kyle, you does something that all of us are going to let go, and then he can't let it go. On Monday, you farted. Yeah. No one was going to say anything. You're like, I didn't fart. And then you asked a bad question. No one's going to say anything. You're like, that's a bad question.
But it was a bad question.
I appreciate your honesty.
It was a bad question.
It wasn't great.
And so I just, wanted to get rid of all the awkwardness and just say it.
By the way, this hour at 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat card 94 only at Sunoco.
I feel like you guys are out to get me today.
But why?
What do you mean?
Not to get you. We're trying to defend the city.
No, because I feel like we're leaving a very important part out of this discussion.
We don't do that on this show.
No, never.
We don't.
But like when you ask Devin or you ask people, like, do you think the NFL is trying to screw the Eagles? Like,
straightforward.
Of course they are, because like this is our play. But I think what's missing from this, what I'm trying to express here, is that they're not doing this because they hate Philadelphia and because they hate the Eagles. They don't want to see us succeed, and they hate the fans. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. I think we need to grow up a little bit here.
Well,
when you look up naive in the dictionary, you see Kyle.
That's a losing battle for me.
But here's the thing, and this is okay. I give you this one little caveat. You might be right, but when you look at List and you talk about most hated fan bases. When you hear stories about Philadelphia, they always invoke the Santa Claus story. They even talk about the Mike Irvin story when people cheered when he got hurt. You know, we are not the worst fan base. You could go like the Knicks fan base. You know, they're probably scumbags as well. But nobody talks about them like that.
Scumbags as well.
That was strong, wasn't it?
I don't care
about the fans. Yeah,
as well was not necessary.
No, but did you see where, I guess when the Knicks won the first game against the Pacers, right?
Yeah.
They hitting fans with the trash bags.
Yeah, they did.
Do you know what I'm saying? They're hitting, like, that's ridiculous. Phillies fans don't do that to a certain extent. I mean, they probably do. But still, it's like nobody talks about Philadelphia fans favorably. And they are one of the best fans. Now, they can be a little much sometimes. I give you that. But they're some of the best fans in the country.
I don't think specifically the NFL's out to get the fans. They're out to get the Eagles right now, and we suffer because of it.
I think that's the problem. I think we feel that way because it's the Eagles in this position. It's not like the NFL hates Philadelphia, hates the Eagles in general, and now this is a great opportunity for them to screw us because screw Philadelphia and screw the Eagles. Like, these are NFL owners. Do you know how much they profit off of when the Eagles are a good team?
Right, but they're trying to bend the Eagles to what they want. That's what they're doing.
Right.
I mean, they're changing their game plan for no reason.
I don't think this is, like, malicious because it's the Eagles. Like, because they just inherently dislike the Eagles.
Well,
I don't think that's the case.
Well, they dislike this play. I mean, Roger Goodell, this is some of the most petty stuff I've ever seen from a commissioner. They had an opportunity to vote 1 month ago, and they shelved that. Why? What was all the reporting? Well, they didn't have the votes. You can't just shelve voting until you have all the votes. That's not how voting works. That's coercing. And it feels like Goodell is coercing the owners he works for to go his way.
They want the play banned.
Like, yes.
I'm not disagreeing with that at all. I'm just pushing back on the crybaby crap that I hear a lot of times. It is.
It's not.
Because
what you should do is
trying to screw the fans. They hate Philadelphia. They always hated Philadelphia. Like, stop.
Well, what this is you being naive. 215-592-9490. Kyle's driving me almost as crazy as Goodell.
Good.
Let's go to Chris at South Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, so I have a theory that I haven't heard anybody talk about, and it falls in with it is Goodell who's pushing this. But I don't think it's against the Eagles. I think he's looking out for the Eagles because I think he's heard from the defenses around the league that they're so frustrated that the rules are against them. They can't push their own players to try and defend it. That I think that they just said, wink, wink, nod, nod, we're just going to start making the Eagles pay for this by jumping the snap and possibly causing concussions to offensive linemen. And I think Goodell's in a spot where he doesn't want to have to deal with that and have penalties. Frankie Lugo already
right, the Lugo. So Chris, I don't necessarily agree that there was a wink, wink, nod, nod about concussions. But I do think your point on the Lugo thing that, to me, was the tipping point. When that game was basically delayed by, I don't know, 5 or 7 minutes because Luvu kept jumping over the line of scrimmage, I think that was the moment Goodell said, it's over. I want this out of the game.
Hey, Joe, if you remember, I think it happened a couple, 2 years ago maybe. I don't know if it was against the Bills, but it wasn't for a touchdown or an extra point. It was midfield to try and get a first down. And a defensive lineman for, I think it was the Bills, did do that, and they blew up Kelce.
Yes, I remember. The game was here. It was the back and forth overtime game. Yep.
Yeah, and I think that sent a message too. It's just, look, you, how would you defend this? If you got frustrated, would you say, well, fine, we're not going to stop it. We might as well make them pay for it, and they'll get it on a penalty instead of making us look bad. We'll just blow into them and you know, smash into one of the offensive linemen. And unfortunately, might cause an injury, a concussion, because that's the biggest thing that they can't push their own players, and obviously they don't know what the snap count is. So the only way they can save face is by saying, "Well, get it on a penalty instead of us stopping it."
Was that a question?
Yeah, he wants to know as a defender, what would you do?
I mean, you were there. How would you defend this?
My philosophy, and when I look at the tush push, and I look at how I would try to defend it, number one, I probably wouldn't be out there, with the size difference that I have when I played against the opposing offensive lineman. I think the biggest thing, when I look at how you defend it, the best sample size that I have is the Jacksonville Jaguars, because they were the ones that were able to stop it, probably the most successful out of any NFL team that I've seen since I've been here.
It might have been the only time I saw it stopped twice in a game.
That's what I said. And the thing that I look at, Chris, is that their defensive linemen were bigger, and they were more physical.
You think they got lucky too and anticipated?
Well, no, not that. I think that the size, to me, the biggest thing that stuck out to me when it came to Jacksonville and why they were able to have success, because across the board they were longer and they were bigger than most of the linemen that the Eagles had success against. I'm talking about across the board from one line, from the linebackers to the defensive linemen. They were just bigger across the front, and I think that was the reason why they were able to have success. And, Doug Peterson was there. That might have had something to do with it as well. I don't know, but it was – that's the only team that I looked at that man for man, it looked like they matched up pretty good with the Eagles line and they were able to stop the tush-push.
Well, the Doug point is interesting because he worked with Stout, right? Like, yeah. Now, they didn't do the tush-push with Doug, but he may know the coaching points and tendencies and all that kind of stuff.
It's one of those things because, Chris, I've looked at the play a few times, and it looks like it's different, and some little nuances are different every time they do it. Mm. So it's hard to – you got to watch a lot of film, I would think, to try to really decipher how they're having success with the tush push.
Well, I agree. All right, well, Chris, give us a guess here quickly for Hugh's Clues. Who is the famous artist that Hugh Douglas is thinking of?
There's only one person answer or even guess so far. So I'm just going to go ahead and say a famous Irish artist back from the 18th century called Hugh Douglas Hamilton.
Wow. Is that a real person?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, that's not it, but I wish it was. And we got to look up this person now. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to some audio from Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts yesterday. Some messaging I heard from both those guys that I really liked as they spoke. First time Nick speaking after his contract extension. We'll get you a second clue. As soon as the vote comes down, we will break the news and react to it. They are meeting right now. Jeff Lurie spoke for over a half hour. Jason Kelce talking on behalf of the Tush Push. I believe the NFL's out to get the Eagles. Agree, disagree. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.